Now, second thing, what did we learn? We learned the basis of this illness of mankind, the skepticism. From where does the skepticism come? From contradiction. This is one word to be remembered. There is a sense of contradiction in this world. It is this contradiction which comes to you like a challenge. In the presence of contradiction, you can't rest. As long as the contradiction remains, you remain dissatisfied, restless. You want to overcome the contradiction. But you must know, what is this contradiction? So Sri Aurobindo defines for us, what is this contradiction? The contradiction is existence of matter. This existence of matter, which seems to be insensible, unconscious, insentient, which doesn't feel anything, which has no light in it, no intelligence in it. This is the basic fact of life. Wherever we turn around, there is insensitivity. And yet we talk of God, life, freedom, immortality. So this is a contradiction. In the world of matter, where everywhere you face matter, you face this kind of contradiction. You are breathing for God. This contradiction is the main study of philosophy. If anybody asks you, what is philosophy? In one word, philosophy is dealing with the contradiction. If this contradiction did not exist, there is no need of philosophy at all. There are many contradictions in the world, but this one big contradiction, the biggest contradiction, is existence of matter and the breathing for God, life, freedom and immortality. Because of this contradiction, mankind is moving between one pole and the other pole. It swings. Is this right or is that right? Towards which shall we move? What shall we embrace? What shall we embrace so that we feel completely fulfilled? We want to be fulfilled. This is the basic fact. We want harmony. That's what Sri Aurobindo says. All problems of existence are essentially problems of harmony. Right? It's a great sentence you remember. Beautiful sentence. All problems of existence are essentially problems of harmony. Because of the contradiction, we feel that there should be harmonization. And then we begin to understand how this world, the details of the world, we begin to understand better. The whole world is nothing but a song of harmony. It's a music of harmony. Matter and life are opposed to each other, and yet it is in matter that life is to manifest. There is nothing in the world which is alive which is not in a case of matter. All life in the world is in a capsule which consists of matter, and yet both are opposed to each other, and both are harmonized. Not fully, but sufficiently. Life and mind are opposed to each other, and they are also trying to live together. There is no human thought which is not vibrating in life. All mental thinking presupposes breathing. One who does not breathe cannot think. Such is the condition in this world. If you don't breathe, you cannot think. All thinking implies breathing exercise. Some kind of breathing should be before you can think. So there is a harmonization of life and the mind. Therefore, we can look for a greater harmony. The imperfections of matter and life, imperfections of life and mind, these imperfections can be completely bridged. And that is supramental existence. The supermind in matter that is the ideal towards which we are moving. Then there will be total harmony, complete harmony. Then the promise will be fulfilled. There will be no problem then, because harmony will be achieved. So we learn first of all the human history, the real breath. Secondly, we learn what is the contradiction in this world, which gives rise to philosophy. Then we found out where exactly is this contradiction and how the contradiction is constantly striving to arrive at harmony. And then we found out the fourth thing, that there is a deeper law in this world of evolution. The whole world is in a process of evolution. It's a new fact we discovered. The entire fourth paragraph of the Life Divine, first chapter, is devoted to evolution. And Sri Aurobindo very briefly gives us life in matter, mind in life, and supermind in mind. Four terms of evolution. Life in matter, mind in life, and supermind in mind. This is what we have learned so far. All right. This is one summary of what we have learned so far. Every statement is a new statement for us. We did not know the whole history of mankind. In one little paragraph, Sri Aurobindo gave us the whole history of mankind. He gave a stethoscope by which we could measure the respiration of mankind. Then we discovered the contradiction. Then we found the earth for harmonization. Then we learned of evolution. So four words we learned: aspiration for God, life, freedom, immortality, the big contradiction, big movement of harmony, and a big movement of evolution. Four terms we learned. But we learned something much more also. We learned the art of philosophy. In fact, all of you can be proud that you have in your hands the real art of philosophy. You may not be self-conscious about it, but whatever you have learned so far has given you, very briefly, that is the greatness of this book, Life Divine. What people take 20 years to learn, I myself learned after 20 years what is the art of philosophizing, which you have the advantage of learning within 2 months, the art of philosophizing. As I told you, the first art of philosophizing arises from the fact of contradiction. There is no philosophizing if there is not a fact of contradiction. Philosophical thinking starts from the fact of contradiction. If you are not confronted with contradiction, there is no movement towards philosophizing. A contradiction is a challenge which asks you to harmonize. So all philosophy is nothing but an attempt to harmonize a contradiction. That is philosophy. All philosophy is nothing but this: attempt to harmonize a contradiction. You look on all the books of philosophy, you open any book of philosophy, it's nothing but some presentation of a contradiction. And then philosophers trying to harmonize. So you now know what is philosophy, basically. Presentation of contradiction and the attempt to harmonize by which contradiction can be resolved.